Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Don't forget Connor O'Gara. We'll talk college football, SEC football with us coming up in half an hour. But let's get the good of the day on a throwback Thursday.
The good of the day. It's kind of like, it is kind of a throwback to days of past.
Okay.
In a way. But our good of the day is that the Braves have won the National League East pennant.
And that is good because
again, it's their 6-1 in a row.
Okay. But is there a secondary reason why that's good?
No. But there's a little bit of bad to it because nobody really knows that they've won 6 in a row.
Oh, okay.
Right? Think about it. I mean,
they've won the division 6 straight years.
They've won the divisions the last 6 straight years, yeah.
Yeah.
And have one World Series to come out of it, which kind of reminds me of the 90s Braves.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah, exactly. Because the 90s Braves went to a whole bunch of World Series and managed just one win out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I remember we had what it reminds me of, and every time I think about the Braves, now, I can't help but think of when we had a guest on and you asked him about that.
Yeah, I was like, I did. I asked him, I said, are people like Braves fans?
And they're just happy to be there.
They're just happy to be there. I'm like, they were again, one of the most dominating teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
They got one win out of it.
They've won 6 straight. It wasn't a surprise that they're going to win. I mean, they had the best record in baseball. So it wasn't a surprise. It was just, you know, they finally clinched it again. But I think, for me, the surprise was I wouldn't have been able to tell you that they've won 6 straight.
Yeah, they hit home runs all the time.
Yeah.
They're on pace to set the record for most home runs by a team that was set a couple of years ago by the Minnesota Twins.
Right. But
Matt Olson leads the major leagues with 51.
But out of all those wins, one World Series title.
That's it.
I think only one trip too, right?
And yeah, but here's the other thing. During that time, Washington won a World Series. Philadelphia appeared in a World Series.
Yep.
So yeah, it's very much. They've only been to one of them.
Yeah, they've only been to one.
Yeah. So yeah, in the 6 years, they've seen two other division foes who did not win the division. Go on to the World Series. One of them won it in Washington Nationals.
Yeah,
you know, and last year the Phillies were in it. So
after the Braves had won the division again. Just going back to that, it's like it's good. I'm glad. Hey, rack up all the NL East pennant titles you can. But I mean,
the Braves are phenomenal. They really are. I mean, they've got hitting. Spencer Strider is a Cy Young candidate this year. They've got Max Fried, Bryce Elder, Charlie Morton. I mean, they're a good team. I watch them occasionally. I get their games. They are considered Nashville's team. We're kind of halfway between St. Louis and Atlanta. It's about 4+ hours either way. A little closer to Atlanta than we are St. Louis, but Braves are the team you get. And Brandon Godden is the TV play-by-play guy for the Braves. He's the guy that was he did the Madden voiceover for a couple of years. He was the Madden voice. But he also was the play-by-play guy at like Georgia Tech and NFL on radio with whatnot. He's done enough, but he's now the Braves guy. He's good. He's really, really good. But they're really amazing. Every now and then when I throw them on, and I don't watch a full game, but I just have them on. They're great. But I don't know. I mean, when they get to the playoffs, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see if that greatness can turn into something.
I mean, that's what the problem is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is that O.J. Simpson and controversy will always be synonymous with each other.
Of course.
Right.
That's the rest of his life.
Recently, he appeared on the show. It's called It Is What It Is Talk.
Okay, is this a podcast?
I think it's a podcast.
A TV show, radio show?
Either a podcast or a radio show.
Yeah. Okay.
But since there was video, I mean, it's hard to tell now.
How do people get O.J. Simpson?
I don't know.
I would love
to talk to him.
I would love to talk to O.J. Simpson. But how did, like, whenever I see him on these shows, who do they reach out to?
Doesn't he seem like he'd be willing to go on any,
like
show,
any show
ever?
It doesn't matter.
He was on this podcast. I think it's a New York-based show. He was talking about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers going down, and this is what he had to say.
The Jets are still going to be good. They got that defense, and that kid learned a lot from Aaron. Unfortunately, 9/11 is just a bad date for New York.
Oh, oh my gosh. This guy's, I don't know whether I want more of this or I want him to shut up.
Yeah.
Like
no, that one's cringeworthy.
You know
really
what I mean?
Is.
Like, but there's a part of me that like, okay, I'm going to say this, but it's going to be misconstrued. You know, like when people go to NASCAR races, they're like, I just hope everybody's healthy. But deep down, you're like, I hope I see a crash.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. Yep.
It's like that with OJ. It's like when OJ's on these shows, you don't want him to say that Aaron Rodgers' injury and the death of 3,000 people are the same thing. But you kind of are hoping he does say that.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, I want to see the crash. Like, I want to see OJ fall apart and say something dumb and ridiculous. Like, that's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, this was the dumb until I found a better dumb that I think is a
you found a better dumb than OJ. This is going to be great.
Well, that's why I said I put this as bad.
Okay, bad. This is just, this is bad, yeah.
This is just...
this is awful. That is awful.
Yeah. I think because that one, this was more bad than dumb. It's definitely a dumb comment. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I think it's just more bad than dumb. I mean, the worst part about it, too, I cut it off because they don't really need it. Yeah, you know, the three guys who are hosting the show were all laughing at the comment. But it was, again, I'll go back to what you just said. I don't know if they're laughing because they got what they were hoping for.
Right. They exactly. Like, just let OJ have a microphone and he will. He'll
just ask a simple question. He will find his way there.
Yep.
And he did. I mean,
he'll do it himself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
9/11 is just a bad day for New York. I mean, you know, Aaron Rodgers and you know that other thing incident.
He really believes that there's kids that will look up at their grandpa or father and go, "Tell me about 9/11. Which one? The one with the planes." Oh, okay. You're not talking about Aaron Rodgers? Okay, just want to make sure.
That was a bad day. Don't get me wrong. That was a bad day, but...
Yeah. Don't worry, son. Both of them were horrific.
But Aaron going down.
But yeah, like that's what OJ thinks. Like OJ thinks that there'll be people equating these two events as equal. Like, where were you when kind of thing.
Yep.
Golly. And you're right. He goes on everything. There's a clip that was in... the documentary Made in America that I always remember was there was this radio show and he went on this radio show and this woman was hosting the radio show and she goes, OJ, I can't hate you, OJ. I tried. I can't. He is so charming. And the thing about it, he knows that. And I think that's what he is banking on is that he is banking on the more I'm on anything I can get in front of, that's why he's doing his own videos on Twitter, talking fantasy football and NFL football or whatever he wants to talk about, is he knows he's charming enough that there's a generation that wasn't alive, that just heard he may have killed two people, but got acquitted for it, where the details are just becoming clouds because it's what their parents remember and he's winning them over.
Yep.
Like, you and I talk about him all the time. When he's on Twitter and he does something, you get the knife, murder, get away with murder jokes. They're all in there.
Oh, he's killing it again.
Killing it again, right? And then there are the people who go, keep it up, Juice. Love your stuff, man. You do what you do, right? He's like, I'm never going to win this group, but I can win over this group. And if I win over this group, I'll be all right. And he knows he's charming enough to do that. It's crazy. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
I mean, you want to know what a comment is? A comment is this. This is a new low. I don't know. This guy literally murdered somebody. I think he's had worse lows than this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But
you're right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, but if he's innocent, this is a pretty big low.
This is a pretty big low. If indeed he's in the world where OJ didn't do this. Yeah.
Still think, I think the best thing about OJ is him coming out with a book.
Oh, if I did it?
If I did it.
Remember that? Yeah.
I mean, how do you not look at that and go, oh, it's the confession?
I know. I know. He talked about like an alter ego. I think he named him Charlie in that book where he was trying to control Charlie, but Charlie couldn't be controlled. That's kind of what he was explaining. If I did it, this is how I would have done it with this like alter ego. It was crazy dumb. It's crazy dumb.
How about this? Yeah. How about this back and forth? Because we love going to Twitter comments. Whose idea is it, or whose idea was it to let him take a stab at an interview?
Now, see, exactly. That's
and
what
then
I'm talking
the
about.
The first response, really? I thought he killed it.
Yeah, see? Exactly.
It's always. But, yeah, you know, the history, the annals of history will show 9/11 being the worst day for New York.
Absolutely. Man, OJ, what are we doing here? Unreal. All right, we'll continue. It's Wake Up Call. We got the dumb, and then we got Connor O'Gara to talk some SEC football as we roll along this morning on a throwback Thursday in which we are celebrating 80s TV shows. Yes, 80s TV shows as we continue with Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
MacGyver?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 80s TV. What a brilliant show this was.
This was one of my favorites growing up. I know I have watched every single episode of MacGyver.
The idea of taking like a guy that could make a bomb out of like gum and a toothpick was crazy. Like, all he needed was gum, a toothpick, and maybe a bit of thing, and he could create a small explosive that could get him out of a locked cell.
Yep.
Like, that's what he could do.
I still, to this day, there was one episode, his radiator, he was trying to escape, and the Jeep radiator was leaking, right? Because it had taken some gunfire.
Yeah.
And so there were bullet holes in the radiator, so it was leaking water. He took eggs and just cracked open an egg, put it in there, and that created a seal just enough for him to get away.
Do you think that show could survive with social media today?
Well,
do you think the writers kind of took some liberties? Like, okay, that's not really gonna
there's
work,
there was the
cares?
Reboot, and it didn't really offer as many of those gimmicky things that he did. I mean, he still did science and worked science in his favor and did a lot of things, but it wasn't as it wasn't the hey, I got a rubber band, a paper clip, duct tape, and 10 ounces of soda. What can I do? Wow,
right,
I can do
exactly.
This. Watch.
I want to know who wrote, how many science people were on staff.
There had to be a few. And I do know this.
Have to be.
I do know this about MacGyver, that anytime he made a bomb, there was always one component left out.
Oh, right, because they didn't want you to really
want you
make
to,
a bomb.
Yeah, they didn't want you to reenact it. And,
They don't want kids making like small bombs in school with household items.
All I need is this and this and this. Great.
Yeah, exactly. But see, in social media today, they would say you really can't do that. But back then we just went, I guess we could crack an egg in the radiator and it would create a seal. Sure.
Yeah.
When the TV show should have came with a disclaimer saying, no, actually you want to get your car to a mechanic as soon as possible.
But back then you didn't need disclaimers.
Right. No, you didn't.
Because you weren't really going to
crack an egg in your radiator after it got filled with bullet holes.
Right.
Oh, what a show. What a show. By the way, the reason we're doing 80s themes, Golden Girls debuted on this date in 1985, and it's becoming significant again in the pop culture world. But we have got the dumb of the day.
The dumb of the day. It's been a bad week for Alabama football.
Yes, it has.
And so the dumb of the day goes to them because they were so proud in posting their video of their pregame meal before they traveled down to Tampa this week.
Right.
Did you see the photo?
No.
The photo is just an alligator, just a gator, just completely like a carcass of a gator. Somebody brought in a gator, barbecued it, cooked it up, and there's just shredded meat from this gator overall. And it didn't take long for social media to point out that, guys, you're playing South Florida.
The Bulls. Yeah.
You could have had hamburger.
You could have had steak. You could have had filet. You could have had a New York strip.
You could have saved the gator.
You could have had a porterhouse.
Could have saved the gator for when you actually play Florida.
Yeah, when you play Florida, break out the barbecued gator. But South Florida, they don't care.
I just bringing this up because, I don't know, is Saban slipping?
That's what I'm wondering. That's why we got Connor O'Gara coming on the show.
Yeah.
Is the time now to move on?
I mean, I get, you know, Gator, Florida, you know, they're kind of synonymous with one another. And, that, you know, Gators, in my mind, because I haven't traveled to Florida that much, I think there's a Gator on in every pond and stream that is in Florida.
Is there? Pretty much is, yeah.
I mean, just they're everywhere.
If there's water, there's a good chance there is. It's not guarantee, but you would never go, oh, Gators aren't in this part of town. No, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Even in the cities, right?
Yeah, they
could
be
just cruising around. Just,
they could just walk down the city streets.
Yeah.
Downtown.
So I figured they're as common as birds.
Yeah. No, my wife and I, we lived in an apartment when we were dating, and there was a pond, and I used to ask her all the time, like, is there Gators in that pond? She goes, probably. I'm like, where do they come from? She goes, everywhere. They just... It is a source of water.
See, it is weird because where I live, it's not as common, but there's been one pond, and there's been a couple. I mean, every pond that's in neighborhoods has a sign, but every once in a while you'll see one.
Yeah,
and it's kind of cool, but at the same time, it's like, man, you know, this guy could probably eat me.
Right. I made a joke, but I was in seriousness. I was actually a little concerned. Back in 2020, when I took my son down to visit the University of Florida campus and see his dorm, we kind of went on a little summer trip there, and we were walking from his dorm to like where the student union is, and there's a sign that says, do not feed the Gators. And it was like a border where it was swampy and had a lot of trees and vegetation. So please do not feed the Gators. And I went, wait. The reason they have that sign is because there are Gators for you to feed.
Yeah.
Potentially. Like, as we're walking along a pathway that's right next to the vegetation. And I'm like, this thing could jump out and get us. Gomp. You know, could just jump right out and go, that's a meal. I'm taking him. And then you find out that they're not that aggressive. They're not crocodiles. Like, crocodiles are more aggressive. But. Yeah, they're creepy, man. They're creepy.
No, they are. That's just, it's that prehistoric look.
Yeah.
That's dinosaur exactly what it look is. In them that, you know, just, you can't trust them. I mean,
there's a little one that walks around the dorm where my son lived, and they called him the Simpson Hall Gator. And he's kind of famous. People take pictures of him all the time. He walks around. Now, he's not a huge one. He's a little one, but someday he's going to be a big one.
Okay. What's little?
Yeah. Little's like a couple feet, like 4 or 5 feet.
Yeah. That's little. Yeah.
Right?
Size of a grown man, but it's
but
little.
One day he's going to be a giant. They're going to bring in the wildlife people. My son tells me he goes to this place called Lake Alice. He goes, I go to Lake Alice to read. Like, it's beautiful. He's like, they got these great picnic tables and it's beautiful. He goes, I'll go there to read. He goes, you look out in the water and they'll just pop their head up. I go, run. He goes, no, man, they're not going to do anything. I go, what are you, insane? What, hey, like,
Tony, they just popped up and go, what you reading?
Well, yeah, what you reading?
Man, maybe I can
physics?
Help.
I might be able to help.
Read a little to me.
He goes, my God. He goes, like three or four of them will just pop their head up.
And you know what the other problem is that you never see a good video of a gator. I think that's the other issue.
That's the other thing, right?
Every video you see, right as we were talking, I get an alert on my phone from the Weather Channel app that I have on my phone. And it said a Texas lake had, you know, their parents ran down at a Texas lake because shrieking kids were in the lake and a gator was just slowly paddling towards them.
Yeah, right.
It's like, you know, just like, yeah, there we go.
That's it.
You know, I mean, I think it's just, has there ever been a good Gator character other than Bo from Animal Olympics?
Yeah.
What's his name, Bo?
I think, from Laugh Olympics.
No, Animal Olympics.
What's Animal Olympics?
Animal Olympics, you don't remember that cartoon?
I remember Laugh Olympics.
What's Laugh Olympics?
Laugh Olympics was a bunch of Hanna-Barbera cartoons competing in events.
Oh, this wasn't that. This is called Animal Olympics. It was a cartoon. It was just made up a character. Billy Crystal was a voice of one of the announcers.
Oh, really?
And Gilda Radner, I believe, was too.
Okay. Yeah, this was a 1980 film. A 1980 animated TV series. I remember Laugh Olympics. So see? We got two totally different cartoons.
Animal Olympics, I mean, it was the 80s. Came out for the 84 Olympics.
You're right. Gilda Radner, Billy Crystal, Harry Shearer, and Michael Fremer.
Yeah. There Billy Crystal did his Howard Cosell impersonation.
Oh, very good.
And one of the characters is a gator who's a pole vaulter.
I never thought Billy Crystal's Howard Cosell impression was very good.
No.
I thought his Muhammad Ali was better, but I never thought his Howard Cosell was good. Because I thought it was a little too high. But nevertheless, gators are scary. I'm sorry, they're scary.
Yep. They're and freaky. Alabama... I mean,
you can eat them all you want, but it has no effect. And you know what? That's the we just mentioned it. If you're a player on that team, and I hear I've never eaten gator meat. I hear it's not bad.
It's not bad. I've had it. It's not terrible.
My son has eaten it. He says, "Dad, it's you wouldn't even know you if you ate gator meat, you would not know you were eating something."
No, if somebody for me, I haven't had it barbecued. I've only had it deep fried.
Yeah.
And it literally, you know, was like it was mixed in with chicken fingers.
Right,
and
right.
I didn't. It was just like
he said, you wouldn't even know.
Meat's a little different.
Right.
The taste isn't.
So, but nevertheless, sometimes the psychological effect kicks in and you're like, ugh, even if it like,
yeah.
even if it has no taste, like you just go, oh, I still can't eat this. So the kids ate gator and they were like, okay, some probably liked it. Some probably didn't like it. And then when they find out they're playing South Florida, the Bulls, and they thought, I could have had a T-bone steak.
Yeah.
We could have had all sorts of cool stuff with bull and steaks.
Missed an opportunity.
We missed a complete opportunity. We could have had all sorts of great. We could have had smash burgers. We could have had fillets. We could have like all of that stuff. Instead, we had to eat gator meat.
Yeah.
And it is nothing to do with the game we're playing.
I mean, the only people who have issue with eating beef are vegetarians and PETA.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, any football player would, you know, probably goes like, yeah, I'll choose a steak over gator anytime.
Some of those guys would eat two or three porterhouses.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. All right, Connor O'Gara, Saturday Down South, will join us next. Does the SEC have a problem in week 3 of the season? That may be an overstatement, but some of these teams are not popping like we thought they would. Next.